Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Migscast, and I am Steve Migs. I'm here with the Reverend En Fuego.
Hello.
Glenn Cannon, everybody.
Howdy.
Howdy ho, howdy ho.
I don't know why. My normal greetings, they suck, you know. I'm like, yes, or good morning, realizing people are listening at 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Oh, Rev, I lied to you earlier.
What?
Before we started, you asked me a certain question, and the number of people have asked.
Yeah.
More? It's now at 3. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I just got a message that said, hey, how you doing? Did you see that Rage Against the Machine is going to be playing?
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm
waiting for the question.
They just announced they're coming to Tacoma Dome in April, and all of a sudden, I'm getting to reconnect with some old friends that I haven't talked to in a while.
Tickets?
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to be that guy because I'm not even in those shoes, but we had that discussion last show.
I know. How funny is it?
I wonder if I'm going to get hit up.
You will.
Yeah.
But it's like, man, who do people think I am?
Well, you're on the Migscast.
The ticket fairy.
Obviously a big baller.
I'm not on the payroll.
I'm on the payroll, and I don't even think I'm getting tickets.
They still
I hope I
given
get tickets.
Me an access card to get up here. And when I rolled into the lobby this morning, I saw
a
new guy, and I was like,
uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Here we go again.
Here we go. And then out from behind him, leaned around, the one dude that's always there that has the reddish hair.
Yeah, oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy's great.
He's cool as hell.
He's a hip-hop artist.
He leaned around and saw me. He was like, what's up, man? I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Because I was
someone
waiting for
someone recognizes
the,
me.
You're
yes.
going to the Migscast? No, Migs. The Mix. The Migscast? What for? And then they call up and they're like, I've got a Glenn here for the Migscast. And I'm like, man, I'm stabbing that G. Migs. I'm stabbing that
one G. One
you know,
G,
like
no
an adult
X.
film star, I'm stabbing that goddamn G.
Right in that
and
hole.
Still
there,
for the Migscast, you know, should we detain him? It's like, man, I'm
hey,
not here to,
oh, potty mouth. You
word?
Just said a bad word. Let me mark that one.
Wow, when was the last time I did that?
It's been a while, so I can tell
the
that you. Yeah, exactly.
I was
very
passionate. Passionate. That's what happens when you put an X in my name.
I'm tired, man. But I was going to say I'm not effing here to shiv Ryan Castle.
But you did.
I am, and they keep letting me in the building, though.
I know it's different, though. You're on the payroll. If you
that's
stab him, then it's an HR issue.
And that's right. Why I haven't done it yet. I'm waiting to get fired. No. Just as we started the podcast, here's the message that I got. Migs, brother, long time no chat. I hear you have a kid now. WTF, congrats.
Give me the segue.
Hey.
There's the segue right there.
So Rage is back together? Got the hookup? 2 question marks?
Oh my
let me
God.
Know.
Your friend Wyatt.
is this somebody that
I got a message from Wyatt? He was so excited that we said his name. He's just like, that's awesome. You guys still think about me.
He and I had a killer hang Sunday. Spent pretty much the day and the evening together, and basically working on a car. And then but it was an amazing hang.
Oh yeah, out of the
like,
blue,
I
just
really
says,
needed that.
Wah ha ha ha! Miss you tons, brother. Would love to link up soon. Thanks for the Migscast love today. It's a couple black hearts.
That's right. Funny. That's
yeah, screw you out.
Yeah, well,
I love you.
I love you too. I miss you now, Wyatt. Yeah, we had a killer hang.
Mm-hmm.
Just a really.
He's recording some stuff with his band now.
Yeah, man, I'm anxious to hear.
He
played me some. He was like, dude, this is just faders up raw. But he played me one track off the new record. And, man, it's wide only in the wreckage, man.
Yep.
Every step of the way, it's just
bigger and better.
Bigger and better, man. Yeah. Yep. So I guarantee you.
I like
you,
my women.
Right. You know? I like them bigger and better.
Wow.
But, yeah, that the new wreckage record's going to be really exciting.
I can't wait to hear it.
I got to hear. He was like just a faders up.
Yep.
No levels. Mm-hmm. Here's this. And even like that, I was sitting there like, this is going to be so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, yeah.
Always happy to hear that.
Yeah, dude, good stuff, man.
A bunch of really good guys right there doing what they do.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Never disappointed by them.
Nope.
Are you
going to
read us any more
dicks.
Rage messages? Or
I derailed us with one.
No, that was the one
that I just thought that was funny, because Rev asked me before we started the podcast, how many people have you hit me up? And I go, oh, one. And I was like, no, wait, two.
Has anyone hit you up yet, Rev?
Well, I'm in the process of talking with someone who sent me a link on Facebook Messenger. Like, oh, did you see this? I was like, yeah, those tickets are going to be so expensive.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
I began a couple of those. I had one friend that's actually a friend ask me, hey, if I can't afford them, if by chance... I, again, don't mind that, because this is someone who keeps in touch with me just because they like me.
Yeah.
So when that comes up...
There's
and it's
only
just,
a couple of those. So you gotta,
right. I can only count those on one finger. And it happened to be also a Rage Against the Machine fan. So I was like, yeah, dude, like if I get a pair of tickets, I doubt my wife's going to want to go. You can be my plus one. Like, that's how close this person is to me. But... I don't know if I'm getting a pair of tickets.
Yeah,
so.
Like, I still haven't put in quite yet, but I feel like that's going to be one of those things.
Man, I never,
and I hope
I
and pray,
never
but...
ask. I never, ever ask. And I love it. Once in a while, Castle hit me up and be like, hey, man, do you want to go to... Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, it sucks, because half the time I'm like, I go to work.
I'll ask my friends that I know are certain. Like, I remember when I had an extra pair of tickets to Faith No More, and I was like, Glenn, you got to go.
Did you give me those tickets?
I think I did.
You did.
I think so. It was either me or Castle.
Well, no, because it was weird with Faith No More. I want to say, I thought Tawny bought those. Tawny, you'll have to verify. Because I remember running into you at the show and being like, sweet. And Tawny was now the third wheel.
We met up at the bar beforehand.
We did?
I think.
I don't know. I just remember you became my date and my wife became...
Yeah, she was the third wheel.
She was the third wheel.
Yeah. We were holding each other.
He had the set list up from the previous show.
Yeah.
And we're side by side singing and my wife standing there like, crying. Just look at these two man children.
I think she at one point gave me the look of, he's my husband too, you know. And what they're doing is a show with Korn and System of a Down.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
if that becomes a tour.
Have you guys ever seen System live?
Yes.
Man, are they good live.
They're scary really good live.
I mean, dude,
and Raw.
What a great band.
I think it was with them. I think it was Rammstein and Slipknot. So Slipknot was headlining, and then it was System of a Down, and then Rammstein or Stein or whatever.
Stein.
And then like Videodrome and some other bands beforehand. But that
New
was
Metal
a
Fest.
Fantastic show. It was so good.
Oh, here's another one of the messages. Hey, buddy. Miss you.
Hey, buddy.
And these are separate texts, so that was that, right?
Yeah.
I gave no response.
Oh, so he's baiting the hook.
Yep. 10 minutes later. Oh, I heard Rage Against the Machine is coming to Seattle. That's blanking awesome. Ah, I hate the Tacoma Dome, though. So my response was, me too.
What are you gonna do?
Don't go then.
Like I don't know, like what you say. You're gonna say, oh, you know what? I hate it too, but I got tickets, and I'll give you some to put up with the fact that you hate it so much. You can go for free.
Yeah. If you say that to me, first off, I live in Tacoma. Go F yourself. And the Tacoma Dome is a fantastic venue, sir.
I mean, you've never been in there, dude.
Have you not?
I've just never been to a show there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
And it's not.
Well,
that
I wanted to take you to see Kiss there, but I realize you hate Kiss.
I'd go see him live because it's kind of like
I'd
go see Kiss.
Okay, if they do make it, I know
to
they're
me
doing
it's
the
like,
Gorge.
Dude, you want to go to the Seahawks game? Yeah, sure, man.
Okay, next time,
I'd be in the stadium enjoying it.
If
you know
Kiss
what I mean?
Comes and plays within like somewhere like Tacoma Dome, Seattle area, where we don't have to like make a whole thing like out of it, because I don't know if I want to drive to the Gorge.
Dude, should I send him the awkward text like, "Hey, Migs, I see Kiss is coming
dude,
to the
seriously.
Tacoma
Dome.
Oh, I'm taking you."
Yeah, we'd be like, "So,
Steve,
how's
be like, yeah,
the kid?
I heard
you had a kid." WTF?
I heard you had a kid WTF. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Hey, I don't know. You know.
What the F?
Right?
Migs has got a kid.
My favorite thing right now is I'm watching the three little dots do a little jumpy thing on this
someone's
person
calculating.
Sending me the text.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wonder how long this is going to go.
Yeah, they've already written and deleted seven different things.
Yeah.
No,
how are we gonna do
I don't want to ask him that
How
way.
Am I going to do this?
You know.
See, my only issue with this is that, Steve, you said that the show is going to be on like a Tuesday.
I think it's a Tuesday night, yeah.
I have like a hard no on a Tuesday night concert, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like.
Even for Rage Against the Machine?
There's the problem. Like, if I can get tickets that aren't like $500 a piece.
Dude.
I'm hoping to go for free.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Free is a good price.
If I can go for
free $99, that's what I'm hoping for.
You know what I'm going to do, I think, man?
I think that might make it so I would go.
If someone does actually hit me up, I think I'll be like, try Migs, and I'll send him his cell number.
Oh. Dude, we did that. Not,
the last
that
one
on
was
Craig's
a female,
list.
Actually. It was a her that hit me up about STP.
We didn't do it. A buddy of ours did it to one of my friends, and just said, like, I guess Paradiso is like that big EDM festival in the Gorge, and it sells out. So apparently it's crazy. Somebody pranked one of my buddies, like one of his friends, and said, I have Paradiso tickets, can't go, selling them for under face value.
Oh, geez.
Hit me up. All of a sudden, like, we got done playing hockey, and his phone was like a slew of text messages, voicemails, his voicemail box is full, calls, all like, hey.
And he was kidding.
Inquiring about Paradiso tickets. He had no idea that was going on. He didn't even know what Paradiso was at the time. None of us did. We had to Google it. Because it was like so many years ago. It's like the first or second year. So like the EDM kids knew about Paradiso, but us common folk, we had no idea what the hell Paradiso meant. So he was then telling people, oh, yeah, I totally got him. Meet me. And he's like telling them to meet him in certain places.
Oh, really?
Like, it was my buddy Munson. Like, you're going to try and prank Munson.
Oh, here
he's going to make it backfire
on
you.
He rolled with it.
He didn't care.
It could have been like, they're already gone. He's like, no, meet me at the McDonald's at 1 a.m., in Fife.
We had to convince, we had to talk ourselves out of it, but because I was like, it's a EDM festival, hot chicks go. He's like, so then we were going to be like, send us your boobs if you want to get tickets.
Oh, yeah, let me and see like, a picture of you in a thong and I'll decide whether or not, then it's some dude in a banana hammock like, I really want these tickets. She's like,
oh no,
this was not how we planned it. It all backfired. So yeah, the answer is no. I do not have Rage Against the Machine tickets for any of you.
Justin has a pair though.
Yes.
Hey, shut up.
Let me give you his number.
Man, it's fun to watch though how people are just imploding about the ticket price. Because, you know, now people are also upset.
How much are ticks?
Well, they're not up. I think they're going to be about $100. But obviously it's going to sell out. And already the third party brokers are already selling the scalp tickets. Because, you know, they have the inside hookup.
Well.
And they're charging like $400 for like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So.
Man, for $400. Like, I basically want the Stone Temple Pilots experience. Like, you'll be joining us on stage Bulls on Parade.
Oh, I could do that one.
For $400, even then, I'd be like, man, I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Do I get a video?
That's like $100 a minute. I'm not sure I want to, you know.
Can I keep the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, $400, you get to keep Tom's guitar.
I mean, I love, there's a lot of artists I love. That even if it was like, dude, you can sit and chat with Jimmy Page. Really? Yeah, it's $400.
Yeah.
Man, like, I love Jimmy Page. He changed my life. I don't want to pay money to sit and chat with a guy, though. You know, if he wants to have a cup of coffee, that'd be rad.
Well, because it'll be awkward.
But I'm not
going
to pay money to... Yeah, man. Like,
having a conversation with someone who basically is paid... You paid to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm saying. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't... It's like those meet and greet things, and I know that a lot of people love that. They pay the big money. They get the little care package and the little baggie with the little poster and the little sign thing and the, you know, the toothpaste that's been sharpened into a point or whatever, and then they get
to... That's exactly what they get.
They get in line. Yeah, I know. They get in line, and they get to shake hands with each member of the band, and maybe they get a photo, and people drop $300-$400 on that VIP meet and greet.
Yep.
And it's become a big money maker for artists, and I get it. Fans want to meet those artists, and that's a controlled environment, and it's a way for artists to create revenue in an industry where you got to really find your revenue streams these days because it's not like people are buying your record.
Like, I at least give credit to, like...
But to me, it's like, man, I don't care who it is. I'm not going to pay $400 just to get my picture with Jimmy Page and to shake his hand and be, you know, person number 373. I just... Nothing against people that do that. I just... I don't know.
You told us off the air that you hate all those people.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I totally get why people do it, and they're excited about it, and I absolutely understand and get that. But it's like Jeff Eason went to Geddy Lee's book signing, and then Jeff got his photo with Geddy, got to shake his hand, got his autograph. You know what it cost Jeff? Nothing. That's cool.
Yeah, you should buy the
book
at least.
Well, I'm sure Jeff bought the book. Well, actually, Jeff's such a goddamn good bass player, they probably gave him the book. Like, right. He walked in there like, Jeff Eason's in Borders. Got to get him the book.
Yeah. We need
but,
this
you know,
guy holding
that,
the book.
Like, that makes sense to me.
Well, I even like Fozzy, Chris Jericho's band, apparently, when he does his meet and greets, I don't know how much it is, like $50 or something like that, right? Beforehand. And they make killings. These bands are. That's how they're making their money.
They're making good money.
But he also, like, lets you stay and watch their sound check where they do songs that are not going to be played live that night. or even Kiss. Granted, I can't afford it, but it's like $1,000 for a meet and greet. But on some of these, I guess like they also do an acoustic performance, and I'm like, okay,
see, that's cool.
To me, that's worth it.
Like,
but if it's just you're going and you're, I remember one time Blink 182 did one, and I overheard them call it the creepin' meet or the meet and creep.
Yeah,
and it was like, yeah, it kind of is creepy because it's like. It's like a cattle call of people that don't even really get to have a moment with that person.
No, they
get to
say hi. Yeah.
What's your name? Sign the autograph. You get a picture.
Next.
And the picture is you standing and them sitting behind a table. It's very awkward looking.
Oh, that's super awkward.
Yeah, the whole thing is just
see,
weird.
Like, honestly, what you explained with Fozzy, like, I could totally see here's how it's going to roll. These people, and there's only 50 of these available. But y'all come, we're going to hang out, we're going to have a beer or two, I'm going to chat with everyone, meet everyone, shake your hand, we'll get some pictures and stuff. Then you'll hang out for sound check.
Yeah.
And then after that's meal service, and we're going to hang and you know, just shoot the
ass. It's an experience.
Yeah. And, you
for
know,
like $1,000
you know,
a
I'm
pop.
Sorry, there's
yeah,
50
you
of you, and there's only
that.
Four of us in this band or whatever, but, you know, we're going to have kind of a hang.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be an assembly line thing like that. As an artist,
I'd
if I was an artist at that level, I'd be like, look, man, let's work it this way. So people are like, dude, this was, like you said, with Kiss. Like, yeah, we're going to watch Soundcheck, and then we're going to do, like, four songs unplugged for you guys. It's like, well, now that's really cool.
Right.
And a grand for that if you're a Kiss fan? Well, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was part of 80 people that watched these guys do four songs
unplugged.
I mean,
Social Security. I mean, that's no big deal.
Like, I don't even know if I have any, man.
I don't think any of us have any more.
It was like a year ago. I got so desperate, I tried to research to see if I had money I forgot about in 401k.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, man, you know what my retirement is? It's like a shovel and a hammer.
But then there's like, Danny would tell me, was it Newfound Glory or one of these pop punk bands that he's into?
Newfound Glory and Simple Plan are running together. I saw the stupid post.
Yeah, and I think
how
it was
really
this band.
Feel?
For a couple hundred bucks, you could go to their VIP party, which is a pizza party. And
oh,
I'm like,
man.
Well, that's interesting. But what kind of pizza are we getting for $200?
Actually, like, the fans have to buy the pizza.
Right. Like, are they just going to show up with a Costco pizza or a DiGiorno's? And do you get more than one slice? Like, if I'm going to a $200 pizza party, I plan on putting on a lot of calories.
Yeah.
Like,
I want some wings
pie.
On the side. There better be some wings.
Right.
You know?
You better give me one full pizza. I'm not talking about a personal pie. I'm talking about a full pizza pie for that kind of money.
Well, you know, man, it's one of those things like we're all at a very different level than these kind of bands that can charge for like a VIP thing. But I'm always like, man, I'll head out to them. You know me, man. Travis and I used to have that conversation because Travis would talk about just needing to kind of decompress, be away from people, quiet in the dressing room, get his thing together, get his head on straight so he can go out on stage and do what he does. And he'd be like, I don't know how you do it. You're always out in the crowd, at the bar.
Mingling.
And he's like, I don't know how you do it, man.
Alcohol.
And I was like, oh, dude, I don't ever want there to be a separation between me and my, you know, people that are there to see me play.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, you know, we are one together. There is no separate. Let's hang out. Let's have a drink. Cool. I got to get up and go to work now. I usually say that. I'm like, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's a joke. And he's like, I don't know how you do that. And I'm like, dude, and of course, I totally respect how he approaches thing, but that's all really easy for me to say at this level.
Yeah.
Imagine being James Hetfield.
Or being Mike McCready.
Yeah. It's like, I can't be Mike McCready. I'm going to get mobbed. It's going to get weird.
Right.
There's going to be that one dude or that one girl who is
who doesn't understand.
Just really crazy.
Right, who doesn't understand that the conversation ended 30 minutes ago.
Just, well, honestly, I bet you deal with that. You guys probably both do a lot more than
very
I ever
rarely,
have or will.
Very rarely, but there are times. I always say pain in the grass is the one day of the year where I feel like a rock star and a true celebrity.
In a bad way?
Yes.
Like it gets weird.
Yes.
Yeah,
in an overwhelming, like, I kind of wish I had a mask on way. Like, you know, I mean, I don't mean that, like, 99%, like you said, almost everyone I'll meet are so awesome.
There's always
and having
weirdo.
So much fun. But then there's that one or two people that say something that's just like, dude, do you realize how insulting that was?
Yeah.
Or hey, man, you're drunk and you're being obnoxious and you're not fun to be around.
Can I get some personal
space
here?
And you're acting offended that I want to talk to the next person who's sober, been waiting patiently, and is not being rude.
Yeah.
Like so there's that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, that's the one day of the year where I get really overwhelmed. But I still want to go out and meet people because I know people paid money, and part of what they were hoping for is an opportunity to meet us. Or when we do our meet and greets, where it's like they did specifically pay money to hang out with us. But by the end of that, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that being a day-to-day thing. Like, it would be too much.
Yeah.
I would have to do drugs.
So that's why that whole, and there it is.
I would be on Molly the entire time.
But the whole, the whole canned experience where it's, like I said earlier, it's a controlled environment.
Yeah.
Like, this can't get too weird because there's security around and there's 137 people and it's kind of an assembly line. And thank God for that, because that one dude back there has got the crazy eyes. I can see his eyes. He's got the crazy eyes.
And it sucks.
He's got a visible erection, which is really upsetting.
Well, that's me. I can't help that. It's from the Molly.
Well, you're meeting Beyonce.
Well, dude, it's like,
would you please just stand up and turn around for me? Thank you.
I always joke and I say, those are the experiences, and maybe you can attest to it. I don't know if it's happened to you as well, where I'm like, I know now what it's like to be an attractive girl. Because at these events,
yeah,
guys will come up.
I feel pretty.
They start. Oh, they so get a little so too touchy feeling. You're like, okay, dude, it's like, relax. They get really excited to talk to you. Cool. They say weird stuff. And then they ask for your phone number and get upset that you don't want to give them your phone number.
Yeah.
Like, I've had that happen every year where someone will be like, and I'll have it happen like sometimes even at like a wrestling event. Someone will come up at like a WWE and like, bro, let me get your number. I got to talk to you about something. And my buddies were all like, who is this guy? I'm like, I don't even know who he is.
How do you deflect?
I looked at him. I said, no. He's like, why not, man? I want your number. I'm like, email me or just... Dude, social media gets to me just as quick as my phone.
In fact,
I'll probably reply to you quicker.
I give my number out a lot, and I've given my number out very freely over a period of decades, and I've had the same number for decades. Yeah. And it's really never been a pain, but these days, depending on the situation or scenario, I will, just for the sake of not having another, who is this? You know, because I'll have weird stuff in my, it'll be like Jane, redhead. Mm-hmm. And who? What? You know what I mean? So I've started doing that. You know what's easier or better? Hit me on Messenger or hit me here. Yeah. Hit me on.
Can so you find can look can at a picture?
Yeah, do the social media thing. And then a lot of times, usually what follows that is we go back and forth on social media, and then on that private message, I say, here's my number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I've been handling it for a while now. And it's not to diss anybody, but it's just my phone is inundated with people that I sort of don't know don't know.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? So it's like, just for the sake of it not being weird and awkward for me, I'm like, hit me up on Messenger. It's actually better. It's easier. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, a lot of times, my phone, especially with our hours, I don't know when people, like sometimes you get people like texting you at any time of the day. So really at this point, like unless... Like, for the most part, if I'm handing over my phone number, you're someone that's kind of close to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not just going to give it out. And I think it's weird when people get all butthurt about it. It's like, dude.
You shouldn't. That's my phone number.
I'm on my phone all the time. So you can still get a hold of me with an email just as quickly as you could with a text. I just like knowing that at night, my phone is not going to vibrate, and I'm going to wake up, and it's like some dude wanting Rage Against the Machine tickets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, chill people. Yeah. That's why I know what it feels like to be a hot chick.
I get that.
Got dudes just wanting you, man.
Well, but I think those dudes are too scared to ask for the number. Do dudes just roll up on hot chicks and say, what's your number?
I think so.
Or do they just hold up a screenshot of their penis? Is that how you do that in person now?
Now you just airdrop it.
Oh, you airdrop it right to her phone.
Yeah, because you're right next to them.
Right, right.
Hey, look at your phone. I sent you a surprise.
Yeah, it's like a disease. We got close and you just caught it.
Hey, dude, you were talking about people paying money, like the meet and greets and all that kind of stuff. Have you heard the Vince Neil audio? By chance,
please share it with me.
Okay, so
it's not when he was being a D on the men's room, is it?
No. This is like actually just from a couple days ago.
I already said that. I loved that interview. Made my heart glow.
Vince Neil, of course, and Motley Crue. And I don't know if you've heard of this service. It's called Cameo. What Cameo is a website where you can go pay celebrities X amount of dollars, and they'll make you a personalized video greeting.
I've heard of that.
So it could be anyone in the world of like sports, music. Wrestling, Hollywood, whoever's willing to have a Cameo page, and they could vary from $15 for a video to $500 to $1,000 for a video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of these videos are really awkward and odd, right? They're just like, hey, it's Billy. Your mom sent me money. Just wish you a happy birthday.
That
sucks.
Happy birthday.
I was paid $500 to say, you know, enjoy your cupcake.
Right.
Heartless heathen.
So
man.
Somebody, the guy's name is Derek, and his family thought, you know what would be really cool? Is to get Vince Neil from his favorite band, Motley Crue, to wish him a happy 40th birthday.
Is this now viral?
Yes.
Yes.
Way to go, Vince.
Because Vince, you know, who's getting ready for this upcoming Motley Crue tour, and a lot of people thought he was going to a personal trainer, getting in shape, maybe seeing some, like, a vocal coach to work on his vocals. But apparently, in getting ready, he's trying to bring back circa 1980s Vince Neil and doing a lot of alcohol because he's drunk and slurring in this video. And
he's still hefty, hefty, hefty.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't look like this tour is going to be. I mean, hey, he's still got some time to get ready. Maybe this was like his last hurrah before he starts getting his life together.
I don't want to be that guy, but if I was Vince Neil, wouldn't you just pay a guy to use an X-Acto knife in the shop vac and get that out of there?
I mean, I don't know how that works.
If I had money, I'd be like, hey,
I've been doing crunches, I've been doing portion control,
and I've actually lost some weight, but I'd like to fast track this. Can you just suck this out and put it in a goddamn jar? Yeah, man, that costs $3,800. Cool.
Maybe that's why he's doing the crew tour. He has to make that money before he can do it, though.
I don't know. Plus, with Vince,
or that's what his cameo is for.
With Vince, you gotta keep the extra skin so that he can become like a flying squirrel and fight crime. You know,
I'm okay with that.
No,
that's nasty.
Man, you know,
nasty.
So again, this guy's name is Derek, and that's important because in the beginning, you'll already hear that Vince is not even paying attention to what the guy's name is and just calls him Decker.
Way to fail.
So here's Vince Neil wishing this Derek/Decker guy a happy 40th birthday.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil.
Oh,
I want to say happy birthday, brother.
Did they say happy birthday?
Probably.
He sounds drunk, but so far it's jovial and would make me smile.
Oh, yeah, but he starts slurring soon.
All right, so I talked a bit. Can you start that over, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, shout the devil, and do some feel-good stuff at big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
All right, now... That's friendly and reminds me of a lot of people that I know on a personal level.
But do you pay $400 to get those people to call you?
No, but I love them nonetheless. They don't call me anyway. They have my number. They don't call. And it's
like,
cool.
Looking at some of these cameos, too.
Yeah,
like I pulled up Gary Busey.
Okay,
oh,
and
I found
a 30-second one. Now, I have no idea what to expect from this, but this is the one where he looks the roughest.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know what to expect with this.
Dusty is crazy in love with you, Kim. There's Gary crazy and Dusty's crazy. And both are way up high. Crazy love is always high. And you must remember that. Crazy love, get up high, have fun, laugh, and be in joy. Yay! Yay, love. Yay, love. There's nothing like it. It's the best. So be it. Have fun loving each other. Yay!
What the hell?
Okay.
So that was Gary Busey.
The weirdest thing about that to me was listening to his oxygen supply refill before each sentence.
Hey.
I mean, ever since he got the denser, he's had that weird denser thing. And some people, I don't get it. You're rich, get the teeth that fit your skull. Some people get teeth that don't fit their skull and it changes the way they talk permanently. You can hear that going on. But if you listen between every sentence, it's like someone has to pull the cord again. It's...
Yeah,
you know,
I want
blah, 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 blah.
Can we hear that again? But I always feel like these things would sound better with inspirational music playing in the background.
Yes.
So let's do that one again. Let's hear what sounds out with inspirational music.
Dusty is crazy in love with you, Kim. There's Gary crazy and Dusty's crazy. And both are way up high. Crazy love is always high. And you must remember that. Crazy love, get up high, have fun, laugh, and be in joy. Yay! Yay, love. Yay, love. There's nothing like it. It's the best. So be it. Have fun loving each other. Yay!
See, I feel like what you added to that, Steve, immediately made it a damn movie trailer.
Kind of, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I was sitting in the theater like, I want to see this film. Like straight up,
come on, Dusty and Kim. We're
the music
for you.
I was like, I gotta see this movie, man. Like, I'm sold. What's it about? I don't even know, but I'm going.
But someone's really high.
Justin, can you get me tickets?
No.
Let's try it again. No, different music.
Okay.
Dusty is crazy in love with you, Kim. There's Gary crazy and Dusty crazy, and both are way up high. Crazy love is always high. And you must remember that. Crazy love, get up high, have fun, laugh, and be in joy. Yay! Yay, love.
Jeez.
Yay, love, there's nothing like it. It's the best. So be it. Have fun loving each other. Yay!
Netflix is proud to present season 2 of Messiah, an unexpected new twist.
I feel like that's what life is like when you're on ayahuasca.
Well,
do we have someone else? Another cameo?
Well, give me an.
You want to try Vince's with some music?
Oh, man. Let me see if I can find. I bet you he has other ones. Oh, they got the Soup Nazi.
The Soup Nazi?
The Soup Nazi.
Yeah, Larry Thomas, a.k.a. The Soup Nazi. He's only $60.
The Soup Nazi?
You remember Seinfeld?
From Seinfeld. No soup for you.
Oh. Yeah, I need to. I guess I didn't
name
watch
a celebrity.
A lot of
yeah,
name give
a celebrity.
Me a celebrity.
I bet they're on Cameo.
Tara Patrick.
Tara Patrick.
Oh, she's definitely on here.
Is Tara Patrick?
If not, Tara Reid is.
I know Tara Reid is. It doesn't look like Tara Patrick.
We'll go. Tara Patrick's an adult film star. Tara Reid.
Let's do Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
From American Pie.
Oh, yeah, she's a.
Hi, I was hot once, and now I'm a hot mess.
All right, so, let's see. I'm trying to find the one with.
Maybe sad piano music for Tara Reid.
I know, right?
Oh, wow. All right, we ready for. I don't know what to expect on this one either.
Okay.
All right.
Should we do inspirational music on this one as well?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is this Tara Reid?
This is Tara Reid.
My man.
Hi, Camille. This is Tara Reid.
Camille?
And this is booked by Sal and your dog, Carl. He wrote, "Hi, it's my girlfriend Camille's 30th birthday on December 19th. She takes such great care of her dog, Carl, and would love to hear a happy birthday from you, Tara Reid." So here it goes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Camille. Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great birthday, Camille. Happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Again, I would go see that film immediately. And I got to say, I feel bad for everything I said about Tara Reid right before we played that, because honestly, it sounds like she has her S together and she's a bubbly, happy soul. And
yeah, these ones aren't so bad.
I apologize officially.
Why don't we try another Tara Reid one, but this time we'll have a little bit of a different musical
vibe.
Can we
find like a Mike Tyson? Maybe someone with a speech impediment would be fun.
All right, well, here's another Tara Reid one.
Maybe Scatman Carruthers, you know, like, happy birthday, you know, like, I'm a Scatman, remember that guy?
Yes. No, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
You ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Bean. Happy birthday to Beans. Happy birthday, dear Bean. Happy birthday to you. I heard it's your birthday. Woohoo! I hope you go out and have a great time. You totally deserve it. And I heard that you once liked one of my Instagrams and you put a like and you can't stop talking about it. That is so sweet. I love you. And also, I just want to give you an extra special birthday and to say that I hope the best day ever and I wish you all the love, luck in the world. All right, Bean, happy birthday.
That cost $125.
Yeah. Worth every penny. What about Mike Tyson? Is Mike Tyson
okay,
on this?
I don't know. We'll.
The sad piano music is. Plus, as soon as I heard that theme, I'm like, he found the Hulk music.
Oh, yeah. Sad Hulk music is the best sad music ever.
No Mike Tyson.
Makes you want to hitchhike up the side of the road with a brown sack over my shoulder.
Who's the most expensive?
I don't know if you can do it by prices.
Is Beyonce on there? I bet
filter
she's expensive.
Price. Let's go. Okay, so max is 500. So we'll just go up to 400 to 500 here.
Okay.
I'm trying to find Troy Aikman, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ric Flair.
Oh, boy.
Ric Flair's 500.
Does Steve need to hear Ric Flair?
I think we all need to hear Ric Flair.
Oh, man.
I don't, but I thought maybe you would.
Oh, I definitely do.
All right. I found the picture of him that looks most like a groundhog, so we're going to go with that one.
Oh, boy. This is not going to
Floyd! Go. Floyd, my man!
This is going to be good. Sad piano music.
60
dude.
Years old. Happy birthday, brother. You have to be one of my biggest fans, brother, to reach out to me. Or your family members, whoever did, wanting me to wish you a happy birthday. Check out this shirt, brother. It's Nature Boy right here live. And yes, I got the Rolex on, limousines in the driveway, jets at the airport, and you're turning 60. You're just a kid. You're a baby. Women must adore you. You know, at our age, they flock to us, man. They won't leave us alone.
Could be
you
the chloroform and the money, but
money.
What do I know?
We got charm.
He said it.
We got experience. Yeah. Woo! Joe, happy birthday from the Nature Boy. You have a great day and make every woman you know that you want to scream all night long. Woo! Happy birthday from the Nature Boy, Floyd. Live it large and live it big and live it real.
What's on
Woo!
I
from his Lazy Boy.
Bring your 60-year-old wife over, and I'll put her right here in the Lazy Boy and make things happen.
I'm not opposed to hearing another one from Ric Flair.
All right.
Can we hear it with the sad piano music?
Okay, with sad Hulk music?
I just think that somehow it would work in a very special way.
Okay.
This one is, he's already in front of a green screen, so.
Oh, perfect. Okay, are you ready?
I'm in Paris. No, you're not, dude.
Here we go.
Hey, Reggie. Woo! The Nature Boy. My man Brownie and I, we're flying to Vegas. Oh, my.
This is all your genius.
Learjet. When we realized, and he reminded me, it was your birthday. So happy birthday, Reggie, brother. Woo! You are the man. And you will always be. And kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun that has kissed all the girls.
Whoa.
And made them cry. Check out the bling here, Reggie. You can be just like me, man.
You bling.
Make them cry. Make them beg for it. Make them ask for it. Make them say, woo! All night long.
Woo!
Okay.
Reggie, happy birthday.
So it wasn't a green screen. He's actually at the airport. That's why the echo was there.
It's just a green wall.
Yeah.
Security's coming by like, what the hell are you doing?
He's cutting needs while other people are around him?
Well, it's the echo going on with it. It sounds like he was reminded that he had to do this and then realized he was doing it.
If I need $500, I better do this.
Like at the beginning.
Did he say make them women cry, make them beg for it?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
I think the piano, sad piano music makes any of these just next level.
It does.
You know, like, yeah. The inspirational build-up was cool, but the piano music behind that, because it's like,
it's like a tragic story of a man.
He's jovial, but it's tragic.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
It's like
in a very
Moore
special
song.
Way, dude.
It sounds happy and upbeat, but it's really dark.
Man, who do we know, like,
ooh. Who else is going for a lot of money?
So I just put it up at the 500. Oh, we got Terrell Davis.
Who?
Football player. NFL Hall of Famer. Sean Wayans, Caitlyn Jenner, Billy Zane.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner with sad piano music, please.
Oh my God, Caitlyn Jenner is $2,500.
Wow.
Wow.
Can we hear a sample for free?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, we ready?
Yeah, I'm
for
ready.
For $500, you can get Bruce. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner here. Actually, I'm in San Francisco. It's raining, going down the freeway to go to work, but I just wanted to say, happy birthday, Lady Gaga. Birthdays are great. I love them. So here it goes. Happy birthday. No, I'm going to save you all of that. But just congratulations on your birthday. Very excited for you.
$2,500 and it was filmed from a car?
Yeah.
Not also, even on a good microphone.
Also, not Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. G-H-A-D-A.
Oh, who's
someone
that?
Spent that kind of, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, for $400, I could have got Ric Flair telling me to make women beg for it.
Yeah. None of these are over a minute. The longest one is 40 seconds.
It was I got one. Like, I'm in my car on my way to make money elsewhere, but here's my $2,500 donation to you.
I got one I want. Gilbert Gottfried.
Scummy. Oh, he's in.
Oh, for the win.
Yeah.
Good call, man.
Oh, hang on. He's $150, but guaranteed 24-hour delivery.
That's good, because, you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And who would you like to have with you a happy Valentine's Day other than Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, no.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Donna Carson. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is a message from Andrew Carson. Well, Andrew says his the love between the two of you have grown since he was 22 and you were 13. Wait a minute. He was going out with you when you were 13? You know, I think that's a little young. I think in certain states, I'm no expert on this, but in certain states, it's considered illegal to be dating a girl who's 13. And, you know, I'm not criticizing, but I think it's a bit young. Maybe it's not considered young for that guy who used to be in the Subway sandwich commercials, but you see where he is now. I think there are some states where you go out with a 13-year-old and you're locked up for life. And anyway, no wonder. Donna, no wonder you drink Bushmills whiskey. If I were you, I would be on heroin. And but you put down your Barbie dolls, he said. And but I still play with Barbie dolls because you can undress them and they don't say anything. So that's why I like Barbie dolls. Anyway, all the best to you, Donna, and the best to you, Andrew.
That's worth every single penny.
Yeah, that's worth $150.
That was out of the ballpark.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. If you're doing a cameo and you're not doing Gilbert Gottfried, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you failed. You've misspent your money.
All his samples are over a minute, by the way.
So you dare try another one?
If someone told me that was $2,500, I'd be like, you know, money well spent.
I can understand that one.
You know,
yeah.
Caitlin was like, I took your money. Right. I mean, dude, like,
I left the cab. I'm going to the airport. Yeah. I have 30 seconds.
It's
I'm going to cut it.
I'm in my car. This was $2,500. Yeah. Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Gilbert's like, here, man. I'm going to make you cry.
Are we ready for another Gilbert?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hold on.
That was amazing.
Hi, Gianna, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and Martino says, you know, you should shut up. You know, it's like you talk loud, Gianna. You talk, people at work are complaining. I don't know, Gianna, just be quiet. There's no reason to be talking in your loud, annoying voice. You're loud and annoying, Gianna. Stop it. It gets on people's nerves. Shut up, Gianna. At least try to talk in a whisper. Something. People are complaining. They don't like your voice. And they don't like how loud you talk. It's just plain deafening. So stop, Gianna. Stop. That's no way. Everyone, people turn around when you talk. It's so loud and irritating.
Gianna, coming to theaters this summer.
Insult Graham.
Look, I'm not asking for someone from our audience, one of our Titanic douches, to get a cameo from Gilbert Gottfried for our podcast, but I'm not opposed to
it. How much is it?
He's $150.
Could you imagine if he did one on all three of us in the Migs cast?
I was thinking maybe we have him do one for Castle.
Oh,
that'd be hilarious.
I want it for us.
I kind of want it for
us.
That would be the new intro to our podcast. I'm not paying for it. So
No. Crowdfund that one.
If we set up a GoFundMe to have Gilbert Gottfried do the intro to the Migs cast.
I'm sure we got someone with deep pockets. They could just do it for us.
Would you guys,
I have a feeling our company would shoot that down.
Probably.
Why?
Asking listeners for money. Stupid.
Okay, well, look, I don't work here, so what if I get it? What are you going to do, fire me, not give me a pass to get upstairs?
Yeah.
Guess what? They've done that.
Oh, crap. Hey, does Manny Pacquiao have one?
Yes.
Who?
Can we hear him? He's a boxer.
Does he have a speech impediment?
I wish.
Oh.
He's $1,000.
I don't even think he speaks much English, does he?
Yeah,
oh, that's
almost
as good.
His is a hella short.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to get through this commercial.
Okay. Don't you have Apple Music? All right.
All right, we're back out.
I'll do the longest one at 38 seconds.
Hello, Lister the Assist. I want to greet you a happy birthday and wish you all the best and more birthdays to come in your life.
All right.
And give you good health. And
that's very nice.
I just want to let you know that your kids...
my kids?
They love you so much. Uh-huh. And they want they want you to be happy always.
Well, yeah.
So that's a message, and hope God will give you more... more blessings and strength in life. Thank you. God bless.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so mad at my kids if they spent $1,000 on that.
That was amazing.
$1,000 for that?
$1,000.
How many cameos has he had done?
He only has, most people will have a full six samples. He only has five.
Yeah.
And that's the longest one at 38 seconds. There is one at 15.
Let's hear that one.
Okay, here's the one at 15.
Hello, Javier Estimago. Happy birthday. God bless you and more birthdays to come. Hinawat ko nga tagang kagkusog kamamiti sa Ginoo o likay ka sa tanan ng mga katalagmo. God bless you. Thank you.
I mean, you got
both. Do we have
languages.
A listener that can translate for that?
I don't think so.
We might have a listener. If there's a listener out there that speaks Spanish, Caesar. Can you translate that for us? Caesar, man, translate that for us, dude. I want to know what he said.
Price said, thanks for the money, sucker.
Oh my God, the comments are amazing.
What are they? Oh yeah, because people can leave comments reviewing their cameos.
One was just wow.
Is that good wow or bad wow?
Well, it's lowercase and just wow.
Okay.
So that's a wow.
Now there's a wow with an exclamation point.
Okay, that's a wow.
But also responding after that is, you really charge $1,000? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, people are paying it.
See, honestly, the sad piano music... I think if I went on there and each clip had the sad piano music and I'd do like, whatever, $50 and just be like, you know, hey, Justin, it's your buddy Glenn here. You know, whatever. No one knows who I am, but with the sad piano music, I think it would be ridiculous. And okay, here we go. Hey, Justin, it's your buddy Glenn here. Your wife and your mom threw some money my way to wish you a happy birthday. And so here I am doing that. I haven't eaten in 3 days. Been vomiting and have had uncontrollable diarrhea because I'm trying to kick heroin. And I think I'm just going to stay on the needle, buddy. So I'm going to come by your house and steal your stuff. So you have a great birthday. And remember, anything more than three fingers is a fist.
Whoa!
All right, pal.
I got weird.
Would you pay money for that?
No.
Damn.
No.
Damn.
Not a chance. Sorry.
All right.
I should do cameo where all my cameos are just me in a bath.
Like, actually, you in a bubble bath,
right.
You know?
Hey, Paul, it's Migs here. Just scrubbing it down again.
Just scrubbing it down.
Just walking off the unit. I've got those rage tickets.
Yeah,
for you.
Text me.
They're soggy now, though, and illegible. So,
love you. Bye.
Oh, if only
anyone else that you're noticing there ever.
That Scarface hot tub too, dude.
Oh.
I'm like, there's a whole animal section.
What?
I can have a goat wish me a happy birthday?
Somehow I don't...
Do they have sloths?
They had a lot of dogs.
What kind of... So, like a celebrity dog? A
lot of pugs and bulldogs.
No sloths?
Coco, the Maltese dog.
Well, Coco sounds like a crime for Coco, the Maltese dog, fighting crime.
Moose, the pug. Only $10. This is where you get the discounts here. Esther, the Wonder Pig.
Can we hear that?
Yeah.
And is Esther still with us, or is Esther now a meal?
It looks like she's still pre-bacon.
Or is she in a government think tank somewhere?
Pre-bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think this, this just looks like it's just piggy.
Hello, Sarah. This is Esther.
No,
the Wonder Pig,
you're not
dropping
Esther.
By. We are here.
What are they moving its lips or something?
Put a smile on your face.
The pig's
we
sleeping.
Heard that you lost your big, beautiful
so
black.
So some guy's voice and he's filming a pig?
Yeah.
Ernie,
how much is he charging?
$40.
What a ripoff.
That's not even the pig.
I want the pig to at least go.
Right?
I'll film my cat and I'll use my pointer finger
Hello,
to wiggle
Hello, Penelope. I hope you are having the very
This is just a guy using stupid.
What a scam artist.
That's BS.
How dare you insult
that said,
us
I think
cameo
this is
users.
Something I need to get in on.
Now I'm afraid to look at any of these other animals.
I think we should just do our voicemails, emails, and text messages and just be done with this whole show.
Once I find it, hold on.
Good call on injecting the little cameo thing there. That was a good solid 30 minutes of Really?
That was fun.
Actually, I don't want to spend any money on it. I just want to go through all these and find the randos.
Yeah. We might have to do this from time to time.
The cameo corner.
Ziggy's a guy that should be doing cameo.
Oh my gosh, his would all be 5 minutes long.
Ziggy, can you do us a personalized message?
Or he could just film Cahans and narrate. Would you feel gypped?
Yo.
A little bit.
You know what? Let's encourage the people who listen, if they're still listening after all that. 253-271-4787. Treat us like we just paid for your cameo.
Yeah.
And leave us the Migs cast a message and we'll play it on the next cast.
Yeah.
But yeah, just leave us a voicemail, like as if you were leaving a cameo message for, you know, you're a celebrity and we paid $800 to have you do this. We're not paying.
Glenn and I paid you to give happy birthday to Steve or
whatever.
Congratulations on Glenn's vasectomy. Yeah. Like any
whatever.
Of these sort of things.
Yeah, I did it at home with a scalpel and a soldering pencil. It was unpleasant, but the deed is done.
But you got through it.
The dumber, the better. And, you know, give him around 30 seconds.
Yeah. Don't go too long as well.
You know, get old Manny Pacquiao on us. You know, 15 to 30 seconds. That's perfect.
Yeah, 253. Don't Caitlin us, though. That's kind of a jip.
271-4787. I look forward to getting cameo messages from the Titanic douches. That'd be pretty awesome. Let's start off with a text message. It says, Glenn, I heard your tax question about the W-9. Yes, the business W-9 should be fine, but the threshold to get a 1099 is $600, so you might not get one from them next year.
Oh, that was that radio station that offered me a $92 prize.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But they wanted my SSN and photo ID, and I was like, ugh. What I ended up doing, bro, was I sent them my business W-9 and my ID info. I haven't heard back from them. They're probably out there trying to, you know, raid my bank accounts even as we speak.
Damn straight.
Because people in radio aren't to be trusted. Steve.
I can confirm that.
Allow me to retort.
I can confirm that.
I was using Steve as an example. I gave him my SSN once.
Oh, here's a good text. Migs, I finally made it out the 3-2-1 battle. Holy yes, the fans hate you there. It was fun yelling at you, LOL. And great comeback to the F Jeff Bezos chant. I legit spit my beer out when you said you owned this city.
Nice.
My wife and I plan on going to more 3-2-1 battles. She doesn't even like wrestling, but she loves getting drunk and yelling at people. Well, 3-2-1 battles.
I want to sit by them.
Bro, I've had like a woman who came up to me one time after a 3-2-1 battle, you know, because like I'm only going to be a douche when I'm coming out the curtain and then leaving the curtain. In between that time, I'm a mega douche because I'm a heel. But I'm not going to be that guy that's trying to keep the, you know, it's 2020. People know that this is a show.
Right.
So when I'm out by the merch table, I'm going to be super nice to whoever because it's like there's no reason to be that guy all the time.
Yeah, right.
Unless like there's certain guys that are really good at it, like a guy named MJF. He's great at it all the time. But it's just not worth it. So this woman came up and she's like, I just want to thank you. I'm like, why? She's like, I've had the worst week, and being able to yell at you all night made me feel so good because I could yell at you and nobody would get upset that I'm yelling at another person.
That's kind of a random, unexpected, but awesome, nice.
Yes.
Like, you made me laugh. You made me do this. But this person was like, look, I needed to borderline primal scream.
And when can you do that?
You let me do that. And now we're standing here face to face smiling. That's really cool.
I looked at it and go, I know it sounds odd, but you just made my night.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's like, I did my job. My job is for people to not like me.
Oh, dude, you entertained her, you gave her a release, and now you're standing there face-to-face shaking hands and talking. That's killer.
So I grabbed the audio off of Twitch because, and if you go to my Twitter, at I'm Steve Migs, you can watch the video. The thing they like to do, the 3-2-1 battle fans, is chant F Jeff Bezos to me because, you know, Jeff Bezos is bald. And so they think it's funny to call me Jeff Bezos because, you know, he's the owner of Amazon.com.
Yep.
And so apparently that's an insult. Oh. So, of course, I decided to turn the table on them.
How much money does Jeff Bezos have?
Yeah, right.
You can call me Jeff Bezos all you want.
I know that they're comparing me to a successful man with a hot wife who makes a lot of money.
Hot ex-wife.
And then he in space and stuff.
Okay. He probably has a hot mistress.
Tell me she didn't get half.
Oh, she did.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And how?
So, yeah.
How much do you have that figure?
Not offhand. I'll see if I can find it.
It's
a lot
really?
Of money.
I mean, I knew he got divorced, but she really took him to the cleaners, huh?
But still, he still walks away with like $1 billion.
$38 billion.
She got $38 billion?
Which is then half.
She got $38 billion.
Yo, I would have sex with Jeff Bezos for that kind of stuff.
For $38 billion, I'm sorry, I'd probably let him do me for a month.
Oh God,
$38 billion?
I do weekly for the rest of my life.
Dude.
For 38 honestly, billion. I'm saying, as my wife's okay with it.
38 billion. I'd set a billion aside for my wife and I, and maybe to have some operations done to repair my starfish.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, I would just pour into charities.
I'm fine with it because then I don't need
like
to get
a squatty potty.
Like,
I'm keeping a billion. You got 37 billion. I'm going to invest that into, you know, man, like, dude.
No need for a squatty potty.
I'll be fine.
Oh, you're hoping to be loosened up by the process?
Yeah.
You don't want to do it. Yeah. I just farted.
All right. So they're chanting F Jeff Bezos. So I decided to turn it around on them and accuse them of all being a bunch of body shamers because they're making fun of me because I'm bald. That was my angle.
How'd that go?
Oh, they didn't appreciate me. So
I'll come out and chant 38 billion wearing a wig.
Here's the audio of it's about 30 seconds long, so it's not too long. You can find it at I'm Steve Miggs or on Twitch, twitch.tv/321battle. That's where all the 321 battle shows are.
Call them hipsters.
There's a little girl for you just like Jeff Bezos. I own this f***ing city.
Yeah! Yes!
Oh, they did not like that. And a few of the other wrestlers are like, bro, when you said
that. That was so on point. Just like Jeff Bezos, I own this effing city. Yeah, man. Punch that in, dude.
So much fun being an ass.
Body-shaming hipsters.
You body-shaming, drunk, stupid hipsters.
My man.
And that just gets them all more riled up.
But you know what? The good heel is speaking truth. Maybe not in a very nice way. But, and I mean, yeah, they're making fun of me because I'm bald. They're body shaming
you're
me.
In the ring, all it's that true. Chanting and screaming's going on, and you still had the wherewithal to drop that, just like him, I own this town.
I was so happy
that
I got that out.
So on point. Yeah. Like, your brain was like, this is the moment. You
right?
know?
It was.
Like, that was rad.
Usually you think of those things as you're, like, walking away, and you're like, oh, man, I wish
see, I'm no fun. If I had been there and heard him say that, you'd have heard me going, yeah, at the top of my lungs, because that's epic.
But that would have been drowned out by all the boo.
Yeah, local celebrity. Yeah. I own this town.
That's right,
man.
I'm the wolf of Republican Street.
Wow. Wow. Actually, like
I'll save that one for next time.
That's a good one, yeah. I got it. That's good.
Oh, man. Someone else, I was at Bellingham for 5CC. Got a couple of messages. I said, dude, it was awesome seeing you wrestle at 5CC. Thanks for coming up to Bellingham. You and Zicky Dice were my kids' favorites of the night, which is awesome. Zicky Dice is... Oh, he is so funny. He's got a great band, too, that they're killing it called Art to Art. But he's from the L.A. area, I think, or Vegas area. But nice. He's on NWA Wrestling. And an awesome dude. It's like, get to share a locker room with the guy. Just fun talking with him, hanging out with him. It's just an incredible guy. So that was kind of cool. But this was a message that, like, legit stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, whoa. And they sent it to the BJ and Migs Facebook page. They didn't even send it to me. And it was from a lady by the name of Mandy and Cedra Woolley. And it's funny because I instantly, as I was reading this, I remember how all of this unfolded. And it was like, crap, I did not realize how cool of a moment this was. So to preface it, growing up as a kid, I would always go to see wrestling at like the local church. Like small venues, no different than now.
JC versus the devil.
Yes, always the main event. And JC always went over.
Oh, man, always?
Always. Oh. The devil was like the Washington Generals of against the Harlem Globetrotters. And Jesus was the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh.
He could even spin them on their finger. And it was crazy. And we're all going to hell.
Uh-huh.
And, I would go with my mom, see some local wrestling and you know, small little things. So nowadays, when I grew up, you would see these at churches. Now it's at the VFW halls or the Eagles halls or wherever, like those kind of like almost not really rundown buildings, but kind of like the Bellingham one. I guess
we're not doing this. Old, sad people drink here.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Or as I said, when I first walked out, I go, wow. I was like, it's Bellingham. Good to see you. I can't lie to you guys. I'm not happy to be here. I mean, look at this place. I said, I was like, you all look like a bunch of squatters in a meth house.
There you go. Get that heat.
But like legit, it was pretty awesome. And so this lady wrote, and she said, last night we were at 5CC Wrestling's Cupid Clash in Bellingham. My son wanted to give you a high five, but I was too nervous to approach you.
Aww.
So he bravely trekked over to you during intermission, and he got his coveted hand slap. And you only had to pay $5 for that, which I thought was a good deal.
No, that's better than a cameo.
I'm driving right now, but whap, here's my hand upside your head.
Then she wrote, after the show, you gave him a free T-shirt. That night, he decided he wants to, because as they were walking out, I remember seeing him. He was such a cute kid. And I was like, I have a small.
You're like, hey, man.
It's probably not going to fit him, but it's the closest I have to a kid's shirt. And literally, as he's walking by, I'm like, hey, buddy, it was good to meet you. I handed it to him, and he was just like,
Yeah.
Cool. So it's like that night he decided he wants to be a wrestler when he grows up. Nice. He even picked out his name and his entrance music on the way home. Thank you and to the stars for inspiring the next generation. Proud, and it's from admiration and appreciation from Mandy and Cedra Woolley. Proud mom of the future, Solomon Thunder.
Dude.
Thunder by the Imagine Dragons.
That's cool.
It's a good wrestler name.
Yeah.
I love he's so amped on the way home. All this is what transpired.
Oh, dude, I was picturing that
like,
in my
he didn't
head.
Leave there like, thanks, Mom. Can we go to McDonald's? Like, he was so amped that this whole thing.
And I remember seeing the kid, he came over, gave the high five, which I thought was really cute. But then as the wrestling was going on, it was like the main event match was Sonico versus Nick Wayne. And I looked over and I saw him having the time of his life, and it made me think of me. And I was like smiling. And I saw him with his mom, and it made me think of my relationship with my mom and how cool that is that she would take him to go see some like wrestling and like, you know, a random little place in Bellingham. But then I look and she was wearing one of my MIGS Pro Wrestling t-shirts.
Nice.
Like, so I don't know. I was like, oh, man, you should have said hi. Like, after I read this, I didn't, you know,
Right.
So, like, that also contributed to why I gave him a shirt. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, there's a couple people that bought, like, one guy, he was like, oh, dude, I wear this all. Like, you could tell, like, the shirt was worn in.
Yeah, it's like I'm faded. Like, there's blood on it. And
yeah. My blood. But I was like, that's so cool that she's rocking my shirt. I'm like, I have to give this kid a shirt. Like, that's that was cool. Just in my head. I'm like, you know, like, you sell a couple of shirts. I've paid for the shirts. And so what? I don't make a profit. I don't care. Like, I'm not doing this to pay my bills. I'm doing this because I love wrestling and I love these kind of interactions with people is what like really has now made it worth all the bumps and all the bruises and all like the stress and sometimes the psychological
make your
toll
money over on Cameo, dude. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Me in a bathtub. But I don't encourage the kids to go to that. But I thought that was so awesome. That's I'm like, rad. Oh, man. Yeah. And then when I read that, like, to me, that moment was there, and it was gone, and it was cool.
You had no idea the effect it had.
And then surety. I see that, and I'm like, holy smokes, man. Like, that is truly, like, and I shared it on my Twitter. Like, I screen captured. I don't That's usually cool. screen capture, like, messages and put them up there. But I was like, this is just too cool not to share. And it's been cool seeing, like, other wrestlers that I don't even know, like, from other towns, like, writing me and being like, that's what it's all about. And I'm like, yeah, it actually really is. Like, when you're on an independent level, no different than music. Like, yeah, we all have aspirations of being able to do it at the biggest possible level that we can.
I just want to pay my bills.
Just want to pay your bills. And you want people to appreciate your art.
I'll connect with it. Yeah.
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 Right.
You know,
like,
if I can entertain
something.
People and give them an escape for 40, 50 minutes, that's the whole goal.
And for me, like, yeah, went 10 minutes in that ring, if people are forgetting.
Totally.
And I know, and you know they are because they're like booing and they're cheering in the Bellingham crowd.
Screaming at you and they didn't have to punch a wall that week. So they got to, dude.
Everything about, and then kids, like, even though I'm playing a bad guy, like, they get it. They understand what it's a show. And they appreciate it. Man. I hopefully will be up there again. 5CC Wrestling in Bellingham.
That's right.
Doing some really cool stuff. And I know they have a show in March. I don't know if I'm booked. Even if I'm not, go to it if you're in that area. It's a great experience. And it was like a lot of families. College kids, like stoners.
Yeah.
Nice. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And you know, they're all just like, this is awesome.
I can't feel my legs. This is incredible.
Yeah. Hit him with a chair. Hit him again with that chair. I think that's all the. Let's do some voicemails. I think we have.
Ooh.
A couple. If I could pull them up. Yes, we do. All
Does
right.
Does she sound hot?
Yes.
We got Right Girl back. Was that last episode?
It was either the last episode or the episode before.
I was excited to get a visit from Right
She
Girl.
Sounds hot. This one.
Right?
You're like,
right?
Oh my God, it's Right Girl.
Okay, here's one for y'all. I was in class yesterday and.
I don't think that's Right Girl, but.
No,
Sounds kind of cute in like a southern voice.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, just lost his girlfriend this weekend. And some girl behind us was eavesdropping. And she just pops up and sits right on the other side of him. I sit next to this guy every day, so our relationship is strictly platonic. And she just starts throwing herself at him, and he just looks at me. He's like, help me. And I'm like, seriously, chick, back off. His girlfriend just died. She freaked out on me and told me, so what, you can throw yourself at him, but I can't? And what annoys me about this is, you know what? Don't go hitting on somebody after they either just broke up with someone or their significant other died.
Yeah, that's some
it's
heavy.
It's just rude and it's ignorant. This is what annoys me.
I think like breaking up is one thing, but if he said that she died and then the chick is
oh, he's an easy target.
Do you remember the
I agree with her wholeheartedly. That's
God.
That's rough, man.
I wish I had the audio. It was, remember back in the day when we did the Rock Girl interviews on the air?
Yes.
And I think it was Ricker. And Katz will probably be able to tell us better the story. It happened on the air.
Oh, no.
And he's interviewing one of the girls. And she says something, blah, 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 blah. But my boyfriend, he passed away recently. And Rick's response was, harsh. So you're saying you're single? And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
I know Ricker. He's a sweet guy, but he, you know, bro.
He doesn't read the room well.
Yeah, don't. You know, I know that's a very Ricker thing to do, but bro. Yeah, where's Castle?
I don't see Castle. All right, if we see Castle, we got to bring him in because he heard it on the air. I didn't hear it.
Did Dave hear it?
I'm pretty sure he
did. Did he just put his head in his hands?
Probably.
Like, dude, what did the girl say?
I love Ricker.
I bet you giggled and just kind of like awkwardly giggled. Yeah.
Like, I love Ricker, man, but yeah.
So you're single.
But that is a Ricker thing.
That is 100%.
Yeah.
Man.
Harsh.
God, I mean, and I'm a fairly quick wit, and especially depending on my mood or my sleep deprivation. Tawny loves it when I'm really exhausted because I get what she calls punchy.
And the filters just go on.
And the things that come out of my mouth, and she loves that. But even under those circumstances, man, like, I would never, ever, even for the sake of comedic value, deploy that on someone.
Yeah.
Damn, my boyfriend just passed away. There's no way I'd be like, so you're single. I mean, like.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Like, yes, that's a punchline. Yes, that joke functions, but dude.
There's a time and a place. And there really is no time for that one.
The time and the place is when it's on a show, like on like Netflix or something like that.
Yeah,
where
a scripted
it's written.
Show.
In a make-believe world.
Yeah.
And I keep looking for Castle.
I know, me too. I saw him wandering through here with somebody a minute ago.
All right, well, when we see him again, because I think he's the one that could tell the story better than me.
Okay, well, keep our eyes.
Let's check out another voicemail while we're out waiting for Mr. Castle to swing by and get the truth behind the music.
I could go collect him. I'm sure he's in his orifice.
Excuse me?
You want me to go collect him?
Need to vent about scooter guy.
Oh, no.
The guy driving the scooter.
Uh-oh.
Not scooter. It all started 6 years ago. Whoa. I was sitting up.
Wait, there's an actual guy?
Dude, this is epic.
I thought it was like
oh, it's probably impossible because you're playing that off of that device, but man, if we could have this with that damn Sam sad piano music, I think that. As soon as she said it all started, I was like, whoa, we need a music.
Yeah. Incredible Hulk sad music on YouTube.
It all started, man.
Like, yeah. I'll start it from
Glenn,
the beginning.
What's going
again.
On, dude? Well,
all right.
It all started.
All right,
don't hit play until you hear it all started.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Need to vent about scooter guy. The guy driving the scooter. It all started 6 years ago.
Goddamn ads.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, we got time. Don't worry.
Okay. Get that ad. All right.
We'll fix this in post.
Our listeners can't escape us.
Yeah, we're stuck.
We're
going to start from the beginning again.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Need to vent about scooter guy. The guy driving the scooter. It all started 6 years ago. I was sitting outside, and some kid pulled up to me on a scooter and asked me if I wanted to skeet on his scoot. Yeah. Now I know this other guy who's dating a family member that drives the scooter, and he's always bragging about his stupid scooter and all the little things he's done to it, like, scooter guy, you will never be cool. Your scooter will never be cool.
Aww. You know, we could probably get Castle's feedback on that, too.
He's a scooter guy.
And Miles Montgomery.
And the Ted Smith.
Oh, does Ted scoot
now, too? Do you want to skeet on my scoot?
I will say more than once old Herr Castle has mentioned getting a bike, but I think he has to warm his wife up, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, I'll teach you, and you'd be if you can ride a scooter, you can ride one of these things,
if you
buddy.
You can dodge a wrench.
And honestly, you'll feel a lot safer doing 40, 50, 60 on something with big wheels.
I'll stick to those little lime scooters. Those are fun.
I actually finally rode one of those scooters. Remember, I swore I wouldn't because I knew I'd end up with broken bones. I rode one when I was down in Arizona.
And you don't have any broken bones, I see.
And it was fun.
Good job.
But the whole time, I was like, I'm going to get hurt.
Nah.
And of course, I had it full throttle and was zipping around like streets with cars stuff. I wasn't on the sidewalk. But that voice in the back of my head's like, this is how it happens. So I'm like, come on, Destiny. Let's do this dance.
My buddy,
today's the day.
My buddy did break his knee, so.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ow.
And he says it was worth it and he'd do it again.
Okay, all right, man. See, respect.
Keep positive.
Ow.
Well, I don't see Ryan Castle, so sadly, we won't get to the bottom of this story. Maybe next week we get to the bottom. Oh, did Ricker actually ask a rock girl if she was single after telling him
their boyfriend
that her boyfriend died?
Yikes.
On a touching episode.
Just, I don't care how gorgeous she is. If those words came out of her mouth, I would, and let's say I was a single guy mm-hmm. and we were chatting and things were going well.
Would you ask how long ago did he die?
I would immediately begin to have a dialogue with her about it, yeah, but it would completely change the course of our entire interaction because I would go into a, whoa, caring human being mode. Like, yeah. Oh God, how long ago and what happened?
What's an appropriate amount
of time? Are you okay? And, well, no, the ball's in her court,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, if we talk for an hour and she's like, you want to come home with me tonight? I'd be like, okay.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
You know, but the ball's totally in her court.
Yeah.
1,000%.
She had to be like, it's been 9 years and I crave the dong.
You know, the sympathy hat comes on over the devil horns at that point, and see, I'm like, damn, see, okay.
The first thing you said was like, hey, would you want to go home with me? I was like, the first thing I thought is that filter that wouldn't get through, but it's like, he didn't die at the house, right?
Yeah. He's not still there.
You think his ghost is there? I'm into threesomes. Oh, my boyfriend died. Really? You want to join him?
Do you have his ashes over
there? We have Ryan Castle.
Ryan Castle.
Ryan Castle. Ryan Castle.
Breaking news.
I don't know why I did that. Because that was cool. Hi, Ryan.
Ryan, we have a very important question.
It is short, but it's really fat.
Oh, okay.
Well, tuna can of skull. Tuna can castle over here.
So I tried to share the story, but I believe you're the one who heard it better than me, and you probably explain it better. So I'm just going to throw this out there and see if you pick up on what I'm throwing down and let you go from there and not completely feed the story to you.
Because this was what Steve prefaced was epic.
Okay.
So many years ago, we used to interview the rock girls on the air.
Oh, God, I know where you're going.
He knows immediately.
It's the Ricker story.
It is a classic.
Can you please share it to the boys in the room?
As best I remember it. I mean, this might be 12 or 15 years ago.
Feel free to exaggerate.
It's been a long time. So we used to have the girls in for short interviews. And for the life of me, I don't know why I thought that was a good idea at the time because they were never good. They were never entertaining.
We tried.
No, and it's nothing.
I think we had one rock girl pour hot wax on the Rev once.
It's nothing.
I would tune in to listen to that.
It's nothing against the girls. Just, you know, if you've never been interviewed before and you're 21 years old and you're scared to death and walk in here, I mean, it just doesn't make for great radio. Though.
Just,
you know,
giggle a little bit. Boys will masturbate.
So my man... I don't remember how the subject came up, but it was something about drinking. Maybe he asked her what her favorite cocktail was or something like that. And she goes, she says, sadly, that her boyfriend had recently died and that he had been killed by a drunk driver. And it's a pretty sad moment. So there's like this pause. And the dude goes, so you're saying you're single?
It's even worse than
it's
I told you.
Yeah.
He died from a drunk driver.
All I wanted to know is what did she say?
I don't even remember. You know, and you got to ask Miles because that's always our go-to. Like for like the worst, most awkward interview moment ever was.
Right?
That's just really rough. So
you're saying you're single?
Harsh.
Check it. Man.
Classic. And you know what? I'm sure if you asked your dog about that, he would probably tell a very similar story. Like there's no
what, broski?
There's no embarrassment there. Like he would definitely own
that.
Yeah,
he would probably remember it too.
He put that on his demo reel.
We got into discussing the ins and outs of that. And like you just, and even when I'm half asleep and quick witted, I would never go there.
No, because you know why? Because
would not go
your
there.
Brain would tell you to stop.
Yeah, dude. Even if I was blacked out drunk, my lizard brain would be like, bro, ask her how she's doing.
I have asked some pretty offensive questions of people when I've been like really, really high or really, really drunk.
Do you have an example?
Or on something.
Yeah, dude.
Not that I would say. You know, it's one of those where you wake up the next day or 2 days later, depending on the situation, and you go, oh, God, I said that last night or 2 days ago, didn't I? What day is it?
Who do I have to text?
But even then, sorry, when someone brings up someone close to them dying, I've never saw that as an in.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad that you can...
So what you're saying is there's some room at the end.
So there's a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that I didn't even need to like spoon feed you what I was going to ask. You knew the story.
This comes up at least once a month. For different reasons.
Yeah, that's in the Hall of Fame.
I also asked Steve, did Dave hear that, and what were his thoughts on that moment?
I wish we had audio of it.
If you grab Dave right now, I'm sure, and gave him the same setup you just gave me, he would give you the exact same answer.
He would know immediately.
Miles 2. Miles 3 Men's Room for sure would be right in there. So
Was it hey Mike, I need to have a quick meeting with you today moment?
No, I don't. You know, I don't remember. I don't remember how it ended.
Did she become a rock girl?
I would assume he probably had sex with her though, because
he was dipping into company.
She's sad. She's vulnerable.
Prolific.
Do you remember if she became a rock girl?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
She didn't like leave crying, then Ned. That's probably a good chance.
There's a chance she even listens to this podcast. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
And, you know, we've always had really nice, outgoing, mm-hmm. cool rock girls. So I can only, if she did become a rock girl, I can only assume that she was very nice, very cool, and very outgoing, and very forgiving.
It's Wicker. Of course, that's what he's going to say.
You're like, she could put up with anything if she could put up being interviewed by Ricker.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My man. Love the guy. Bad at interviews. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it for confirming my story. That's awesome.
Wow.
Anything going on in your world, Glenn, before we get on out of here?
No, man. Just grinding away on the tour. Stoked about that. Still filling in some blanks. And, the big tour kickoff is Friday, March 13th at the Croc. So please.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, baby. Right. So Jason Voorhees is going to come down and MC the event.
Yes.
And,
Baby Tatum's a Friday the 13th, baby.
Really?
Which is badass.
Yeah. Maybe she should be on your flyer.
Send me an image. I'll make a poster with Tatum on it.
The middle finger one.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I'll put Tatum on a poster in a heartbeat. Yeah. Friday the 13th at the Croc. Tickets are on sale now on Eventbrite. Not Even Tribe.
Even Tribe.
Glenn's an effing moron. they're on Eventbrite. And it's cool, man. So Jeff Rouse's band, The Gemini, is going to be playing.
Nice.
Their new record's done. We're going to be coming up to do a Loud and Locals with Kevin Deers. And I'm think Jeff's going to join me, play some new Gemini tracks. And that's kind of what's going on there. We've also got Seed, which is a killer band. And then my bro in Will Kinky of the Will Kinky Trio is coming up from Portland. And just really, if you can imagine, Jamiroquai meets Jeff Buckley meets... Like, I saw his set down in Portland. We played together at Dante's. And we chatted afterwards. And I was like, bro, you got to come up to Seattle. Let's do some show swapping. And, and so Will's... I think people are really going to enjoy his band. So Friday the 13th, the tour kickoff. Please come down and support that event because that's part of the fuel in the tank, man. And then we're all the way down to San Diego and back up. And
the whale's vagina.
Some cool spots along the way. I was mega stoked we were able to lock in the Viper Room. There's a bunch of people excited about that.
Wow, nice.
So...
Sad Johnny Depp.
We're hustling. And, Tristan, man. Our boy Tristan Brock. All these posts, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, dude, the Viper's sweet. Let me know if anyone ODs outside the front door.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh.
Is he too young to even know that story?
No, dude. So
yeah,
I made a meme of River Phoenix, and it said, boo, Tristan, boo.
Yeah.
And I put that up as a reply, and then I was like, man, with my luck, the booker or the club will get on this thread and see that.
Yeah.
So I deleted my comment. I left his comment up, but I didn't
hit it.
I didn't like it. I just left it. I didn't respond to it. But yeah, Tristan, man. Tristan Brock right away.
Come on. Dude, you're better than that, Tristan.
Travis and Tristan are just like
the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
He and I had this conversation where he's like, man, I should listen to you more often. He's like, I'm too much like my dad. Like someone was like, oh, what would be rad is if, you should do something for Christmas or a Christmas single or something like that. And Tristan's like, yeah, the Brock boys don't do Christmas, honey. And he's like, and she got really mad. She went on this big rant. And I'm like,
I love him.
I'm like, Tristan, bro. I know, man. I know, right?
I know.
Travis and Tristan, I love them both. Would take a bullet for either of them.
They're the greatest two people.
Right?
And I love that they get under the skin of so many people.
Dude, just without flinching.
It.
And he's like, he's looking at me like, man.
What?
He's like, should I talk to you? And I'm like, yeah, dude, the thing is, oh, babe, God, I'd love to if only we had time. He's like, why didn't I think to say that? I'm like, Tristan. Yeah, dude. You didn't have to tell her the truth.
He's got a case of the TBs, man.
Do you think I'm cute? Oh, honey, you're adorable.
Yeah.
Tristan be like, No.
No. If I was blind, yeah. I wouldn't think you were cute.
Yeah, man. Love the Brock boys, man. Love them. Yeah, man, that's the whole focus of my world. We've already got some cool stuff shaping up for the summer. Some festival dates being announced. We've got a lot of good stuff going on, and we'll be on the road again by the fall, probably. We're touring, we're pushing, we're trying to make some things happen. There's a lot of energy and excitement about the band, and that's what's going on. Friday, March 13th, please join us at the Crocodile and, send us on our way. We'd appreciate it.
Rev, yeah. Grit City Podcast.
Grit City Podcast. We talk with our author buddy, Joe Malik, who basically went on a fear and loathing trip out to the Colorado desert. There's some stuff out there that is super crazy, just like some, like, massive spiritual stuff on like a dead lake bed that is just the way he talks about it is fantastic. So
nice.
We get deep into that and just talking about quote unquote writing research.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do some acid, write about it. We need to do one of those episodes. It's a research. We're doing some research.
My wife brought up the rectal exam episode that we had talked about.
Yeah, we still got to do that.
I was like, wait, what? And she's like, when you volunteered, I'm like, I did what?
We're going to get a colonoscopy together.
She's like, you need to listen to your back.
You two guys are going to hold hands and get a colonoscopy.
Is it when we turn 50?
Yeah, that's when we're doing it.
I hope we're still doing this show.
I hope so, too.
You're going to drop acid and get a colonoscopy.
I don't think that's a good combo.
The best way to ensure that we continue to do the show is to buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com.
That's right. That's right.
Got a new design up there. It's pretty sick. Shout out to James Vanderbeek, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
He's done some cool stuff for like the Men's Room in the past with some of their labels, and he's a great wrestling fan and just an all-around awesome dude. He made me a really sweet new, he calls it the Star Power shirt. It's got the M with a star behind it. It's pretty sick.
Nice.
I'm trying to find somebody who does cosplay LED light work on clothing. Because I made a light up jacket with LED lights, but it's totally like low budget because I'm very limited in my sewing ability. So if anyone knows someone or that does it on the reasonably priced, because I mean I'm seeing places price me for like $1,000.
Like your body will glow, but it costs a grand.
Yeah, I just
that's still $500 cheaper than.
Very true.
You know,
but like if someone knows someone or cheaper. Someone who does it, I want to make a cool like light up jacket for Battlemania that's going to be sick in April.
Bomb, dude.
I'm actually talking with our buddy Carl Eric, our lighting guy,
Eric Olson. Yeah,
yeah, he's going to be doing lights for my
Carl Eric Olson.
He's going to do the lights for my Battlemania entrance most likely.
You know that'll look dope, dude. Carl's the man.
And I got to talk to him about lasers. He said that he doesn't know about lasers, but
lasers.
I don't know if that means he doesn't like
all
lasers.
Steve wanted was frickin' sharks,
or if he doesn't have lasers.
Beams on their head.
But at one point, when the music all kicks, I just want the whole room to be filled with lasers.
Lasers.
I figured I don't know how many other times I'm going to have a big moment at the show box, so I want to make it happen.
If you want, I can come out and point a firearm at you, and people just see that little red dot.
Perfect.
Okay.
Point at the audience.
It seems slightly more dangerous.
I think I'd point it at his unit.
Hey, what's that on my... So ProWrestlingTees.com/I'm Steve Meeks. Get the new shirt, man. It's really sick. I really like it. A bunch of other designs are up there as well. Other than that, I got nothing going on. I'm going to be at the Dragons game on Saturday with the boys in the men's room.
Nice!
So if you see us, be sure to say hi. I think we might be hanging out at a certain spot there if we do.
Be awkward and stay longer than you should.
Yes.
Bring it all around.
And make sure you ask for the Ted Smith's phone number.
Yeah!
He'll love
Steve
that.
Will I love give you.
Ted, yes. I love you. Can I have your number?
Yeah.
Come on, Ted. Come on.
Give it.
Give it.
Or if you're in close enough proximity, man, just go ahead and airdrop that photo of your genitals.
I'll love
right
that.
Over onto Ted's phone.
Yes. His or mine. I'm happy to receive anybody's genitals on my phone.
I tried, but you had your airdrop off.
Yeah, my wife will love that. She'll be
oh,
with me.
Oh, no.
Babe, look what a listener sent me. How cool is that?
She picks up your phone, just starts scrolling through, and it's just mixed gender genitals. You're like, I was at a place, we did a thing, and 35 random people airdropped me, you know.
Well, she'll be there.
Oh, God, they'll
airdrop
hit Sid's phone, too.
I'll tell her to keep hers on friends and contacts only.
You good
the
call.
Flying squirrel, Vince Neil, airdropped me.
All right, we'll be back next week. As always, stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.